Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
We remember that feeling when a friend insists you have to listen to this one band.
And they actually turn out to be good. Okay, it's the end of the week.
It is Friday. Happy Friday.
We are all this week, most of the week, or part of the week, I don't know. This week, we're featuring calls from people where they talk about their favorite songs of 2017.
Yeah.
Because that's over now. Mm-hmm. Now we're into 2018, right?
A week.
If my math is correct.
A weekday.
Yes. So, we've been playing these calls, as I mentioned, and I thought maybe for Friday, let's go back to pretty much like where this podcast began. This was like, I think the first guy we had, the first voice other than you and me on the Rock in the Suburbs,
yeah.
like episode 3 or something like yeah. that. It's our friend from Louisville, Adam.
The Coop.
I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
Here's Coop.
Hey, Jim and Pat. It's Coop from Louisville, Kentucky. I'm sorry I haven't been in touch lately. But my suburban activities have gotten the best of me between coaching soccer, coaching basketball, and remodeling a living room. But I wanted to call and talk about my favorite albums of 2017. There were a lot of runner-ups. Ryan Adams' Prisoner came out this year, which was great. Queens of the Stone Age Villains, I wore that out. Beck's new album, Colors, is really solid. But my favorite album of the year, not just because they're from Louisville, Kentucky, but because it was an amazing album. White Reaper. White Reaper's the world's best American band came out in April of this year. Great album. They actually played a show here in Louisville for an album release party. My wife and I were able to go to that. They're some really good kids, and hopefully they're going places because their music is a lot of fun. Enjoy the show. And I'm going to keep listening. You keep doing what you do. Thanks. Bye.
The image of somebody remodeling a living room and just blasting Rockin' the Suburbs on their boombox there.
Yeah. Go for it.
Yeah.
Yes. We've all been there, right? The mm-hmm. suburban duties of the coaching and all
yeah.
that. He's coaching, what do you say, soccer and basketball?
And basketball, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot to do.
That is.
So I don't know how I have the energy there.
Yeah.
Well, he's much younger than we are.
Yeah, I hope so. But he's still called White Reaper kids.
Yes.
They're good kids.
They are good kids. So we interviewed them, remember, on the
yeah.
old show. And we also ran into them at South by Southwest
yeah,
at a music
something.
Store.
Yeah, wasn't that great?
Like we both pulled into the parking lot at the same time. That was really weird.
That was a mind blower.
And yeah, so their new album was called The World's Best American Band.
Yeah, it's a great title. It's a great record. It's a great guitar record.
It's a great like
yeah.
sort of
it
power.
Rips.
Power chord
yeah.
kind of stuff,
really
you know,
is fun.
Almost like written to be played like in an arena.
Yeah.
So someday maybe they'll be on tour with Lana Del Rey playing all the biggest venues,
yeah.
right?
And it's a little different than the Beck record, too. So,
yeah.
The Coop is definitely being eclectic in 2017, which is cool, man.
And he's the one who, when I was in Louisville a couple of years ago, we were hanging out, having some drinks, and he was the one who, like, goaded me, like, you got to get, this was the previous album, he's like, you got to get that White Reaper out, you got to get it.
Yeah.
And we were having a drink, like, next door to a record store, Guest Room Records.
Yeah.
And so I just went over there and
got it.
Bought the vinyl and came right back.
Love it.
Had some more drinks, so it was great. Yeah, that was really
record
fun.
Record store next to a bar, night. That's dangerous.
Isn't, yeah. only if, like, we're in the bar, then that would really be something, right?
Yeah. And duck pin bowling. I think we should open
duck
that.
Duck pin bowling.
Wouldn't that be good?
I've never been duck pin bowling.
You get three throws.
You do?
Yep.
And it's small. Like, there's, you
pins
just
are smaller. The ball is, yeah, it's
you, like, hold it in the palm of your hand,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's a little bigger than a croquet ball, probably maybe double the size of a croquet ball, and you roll it on a lane.
And did you do this in Virginia, or did you do
yeah,
it?
Yeah, there used to be one in Falls Church, as a matter of fact. A duck pin bowling
now?
Alley. It's gone now. Mm-hmm. They knocked down Paradise and put up a condominium. It was fun, though. I once had a birthday party there when I turned, I think, 42 years old. It was a lot of fun.
I invited all your friends.
I did. We had a great time. Schaefer was on tap.
Yeah, okay. And no, but it's a very mid-Atlantic sort of
yeah,
thing, right?
Yeah, like very much an East Coast. Baltimore was a big hub of duckpin bowling.
Right,
yeah.
And I think it's like in Delaware and
yeah,
stuff like that.
Things like
it
that.
It was not in Ohio.
We had
regular bowling.
Yeah.
We had real man bowling.
Yeah. That's right. The big ball.
Yeah. What were we talking about?
I don't know.
That's good, though.
I think it was the Coop.
That was good. Yeah. So anyway, so thanks for that. That was a great call. And we like that those records, too.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. And other people have called and left messages, and we're going to hear more.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Next week, mm-hmm, right? You get a little break, and then next week you can hear more of this stuff. And if anybody wants to call and talk about anything music related, mm-hmm, you can call the Suburban Party Line. It is 612-440-1984. And you can also email us, rock@suburbspod.com, which, Coop, you should make sure you email us with your address so we can send you the mixtape, right?
It's important, the mixtape, fresh out of the oven, but we need to know where to mail it.
We do.
Yeah.
We don't have that information. Although I could probably just send it to the bar next to Guest Room Records and they'll probably deliver it to him.
Next
right?
time he
just
stops in, we'll give it to him.
There you go. So that's all good. We're also on social media.
Yep.
At Suburbs Pod on all those places, and visit our website because Sam does a great job with that. Mm-hmm. It is suburbspod.com. And there's talk of some kind of like renovation work, not
in
the living room, but on the website.
Yeah,
right?
On the website. Sam's living in Manhattan this semester.
I know.
So hopefully he won't get too big time for us, Jim.
I'm nervous.
I know, man. Me too.
I'm nervous.
At least he's not living in Brooklyn, so we might be okay.
I mean, there's not much to do in Manhattan. He probably will just, you know, be
sit
in his
around
apartment. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just so. All right. We'll have to go up there and visit him sometime.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Good idea.
And I think that's about it. So next week, listen in. It's more favorites of 2017. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And I guess we'll talk to you next week. Here's some more White Reaper. We had real man bowling.